Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. If you're on a diet and you want to indulge your sweet tooth, you may see sugar substitutes as your best friend. They provide the sweetness of sugar with only a fraction of the calories and carbohydrates. Artificial sweeteners and snacks, and especially beverages, are a staple of many people's lives. But are they doing more harm than good?
That's the latest word from Massachusetts General Hospital, where a team of investigators has determined that the sugar substitute aspartame may actually prevent weight loss. Here to explain the findings of the team's research is Dr. Richard Hodin, the study's senior author. Dr. Hodin is a professor of surgery at Harvard Medical School and joins us from his office in Boston.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Hodin. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So would you, for our audience, describe the study you were involved in and what the results were?
Sure. We did a study looking at aspartame, which is a very common sugar substitute. And some of the work was in vitro, sort of in the test tube. And most of the experiments were done in mice. And basically, we found that aspartame blocked a key enzyme in our intestines. And by doing that, predispose the mice to getting more obese and developing diabetes.
When you say it blocked a key enzyme, is this at any level or was there a critical level at which this really became a problem?
We didn't do enough detail yet to know exactly how much of the enzyme you would need to block sort of to have this effect. And because they're mice studies, the ability to know exactly what's going on in humans would be difficult anyway. But in general, we have this enzyme in the intestine called intestinal alkaline phosphatase. We call it IAP. And this essentially is a beneficial enzyme. It works to prevent obesity and diabetes. And aspartame blocks this enzyme. And in our studies, it probably blocked the enzyme up to 50% or so.
Linda. What's the real-life consequence of that enzyme being blocked?
Well, we know a lot about the enzyme in animal studies. We know less in humans. But based on animal studies, this enzyme is very helpful and beneficial. It sort of works to protect us from the bacteria in our intestines, at least the bad effects of the bacteria. These bacteria are actually an important part of our health and do a lot of good things, but we also have to be aware that the bacteria can be the source of inflammation and sometimes trigger various diseases and other conditions. So the enzyme is a positive thing, and one of the things we've seen in animal studies is that when the enzyme levels are low, that is IAP levels are low, the animals tend to gain weight and develop diabetes and have other changes consistent with what's called the metabolic syndrome with a fatty liver and other things that lead to heart disease and so forth. This is, of course, a major problem in humans, as we know, especially in the United States and Western cultures. So this is a beneficial enzyme in animals, and based on a little bit of data in humans, it probably does the same thing. So we think that it's bad to block the enzyme, which is what aspartame may be doing.
So what you're saying is there are people, we've all met them, who say, I'm doing all the right things. I'm limiting my calorie intake. I'm upping my exercise. I'm doing everything that I can, and I'm just not losing weight. This may be a portion of that issue.
Right. Weight loss, diabetes, things like that are, of course, very complicated. I think from the standpoint of the obesity and weight problems, we know that it's probably not just a simple calories in, calories out type of equation, although clearly calories are important. But there are other things that are more and more being recognized as factors involved in some people gaining weight and some people losing weight. The gut bacteria probably play a major role, and enzymes like IAP and probably a lot of other things also play a role.
Is this all artificial sweeteners? Because some people add their own, I won't name brand names, but other artificial sweeteners that are available on the market. Do we think this is generalized to that also, or is it unique just to this one?
So we studied only aspartame because of the fact that aspartame gets broken down into phenylalanine, and we knew from past studies that phenylalanine blocks this enzyme IAP, which is what we have been interested in. So we didn't study other sugar substitutes, but based on the chemistry we know about these other substitutes, they may not have anything to do with the IAP enzyme. I can't say for sure one way or another because we didn't study it, but we think our results are specific for aspartame.
Did your studies indicate in any way the effect on hunger levels, satiety?
Yeah, that's a very good question because that's just another very important factor, of course, involved in obesity, diabetes, and so forth. We didn't specifically study hunger levels, but we did look at the amount of food and water ingested by the mice, and it didn't seem to be much different between the different groups. So we don't think that was a major factor in our studies.
Findings on aspartame and how it may not be something that you'll want to be including in your diet. Our guest was Dr. Richard Hodin. He is the professor of surgery at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Hodin, thank you so much. This was insightful and may change some thinking out there.
Thanks very much.